Degrassi is so important to me because while I suffer from generalized anxiety disorder, so I was able to find a lot of meaning behind certain characters and episodes and things I related with, I found that in general, it helped me become a better friend, a partner, and a teacher because there's so many characters experiencing things that I have never been through, like depression, self-harm, bipolar disorder, body dysmorphia, eating disorders, cancer. I mean, it goes on and on. And while I haven't experienced that, the characters allow us to have such an in-depth look into these issues that it helps me to self-actualize where I am amongst it all and how I can become a better, like I said, teacher, partner, friend by understanding what these people need from the people that surround them in their lives. So many of the characters say, you can help me by doing this, or I'd love it if you did this, or you could support me in these ways. And I think even if you can't relate to it personally, there's so much we can still learn from those episodes. And that's something that I don't see in a lot of shows. A lot of shows are very targeted towards a certain audience or a certain theme. And I mean, Degrassi just does it all.
Is there anything else you want to tell me? Any more lessons plans? Any more things about your students?
Oh man. One thing I know you touched on this in a previous, actually in your last podcast was about Indigenous issues. And something I would really like to incorporate would be that as of next year, the entire curriculum in all of Ontario is going to be changing for high school students. And it's going to have an Indigenous-based focus and anti-racism focus. And I think that's really cool, but I would love Degrassi episodes that can also incorporate with this changing curriculum.
Oh my God.
So I'm really hoping in the reboot that we can have more of a focus on specifically Canadian Indigenous issues. And I would love to be able to incorporate that more.
Oh my God. Yes. Oh my gosh. That's the best answer ever. I love that. Also, what a flatter that podcast episode just went up a few days ago and you've already listened to it. Wow, thank you.
I listened to it twice.
Oh, God, you're good. I think it would be so interesting. Can you tell the story to everyone of how we connected over TikTok and how it led to you sending me some cool kids at Degrassi Street stuff?
Oh my gosh, it's such a cool story. Hey, first of all, I don't have any social media ever. And then when the pandemic hit, my husband doesn't have social media either. He downloads this TikTok app. I was like, what is this? And so I got addicted and you end up scrolling forever. I guess all of a sudden I started getting all these like Degrassi related videos on my For You page. And then I came across yours and I was like, oh my God, this is like, I thought I was a big fan. I was like, no, like I don't even come close. So then I think I made a comment or something about how my aunt sang the theme song and you wrote back. You're like, oh my God, that's so cool. And then I watched your live and sort of reiterated my family connection. And then you actually
Yeah.
were like talking to me during your live, like as I was typing, I'm going, oh my God, like I felt super famous.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
So then I told my aunt and uncle the story, and they were like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. And you have to understand, my aunt and uncle are literally probably the nicest, sweetest people that you'll ever meet in this world. She immediately sent me digital copies of like these vintage postcards from the kids at Degrassi Street. And she like is explaining to me how that's how advertising worked in the 80s.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool. I didn't know that.
Was so cool. Like they would literally walk down the street and hand out these postcards to people. Like it's so funny. And
Oh
so
my,
I
that escalates it even more. Oh my God, I had no idea. Oh my God, yes, please keep going. This is amazing.
so then and I think I private messaged you and then we exchanged emails. And then I think I emailed you the postcards. And then on your next live, you thanked me. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
I love it. I was stoked. Oh my God, are you kidding me? Because also, what is so coincidental is that at that exact same time, I was making a YouTube series called The History of Degrassi Street, where like for like 6 weeks, every weekend, I released a breakdown of Degrassi and how it kind
That's
of grew as a series. And then in the middle of all of this, like I've just learned about the entire history of Lewis. I like learned about Wendy and their connection to the show. And then all of a sudden, someone who knows them personally is like, oh yeah, like, yeah, they wrote the theme song and I know them very well. Like, and I'm like, what? And then you're like, to me on my end, you're like, oh my God, yeah, let me send you something that they have from the show. Like, I'm a huge collector. So this was insane to me. I was like, what are the chances that at this exact moment in time, I met someone who like knew someone personally that I just did this whole series about. Like I think I mentioned Lewis and Wendy in like if not every single video, like at least like four of the six of them.
Yeah, the first, I think the first Yeah, you're right. Cause I watched them all, and there was quite a few in the beginning because they were part of the original like creation. Right. So
yeah.
And I love seeing, there was one still you had in it where I guess, cause Wendy played Miss Gonzalez, right. In the Kids of Degrassi Street. There was one shot where I guess they made it look like she was pregnant.
Yeah.
In the shot. And I remember I paused it and took a screenshot and I sent it to my aunt and I was like, I think you need to tell me something.
Oh my God. That is so
And she
funny.
Goes and she writes back. She's like, oh my God, I forgot about that.
That is amazing. Oh my God. I love that it got that you guys started to talk about the show. Like, that's amazing.